Happy Groundhog Day from the Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and JoJo, and we're super excited to have a groundhog specialist with us this morning, John Tibbs.
Well, we definitely want to welcome you to the Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and JoJo. We're so thrilled to be speaking with you, so thank you.
Absolutely. It's so good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Now, John, before we get into all the fun with Groundhog Day, it's very important we get to know who you are, because you're a new artist,
yes,
at least two Life Songs. You know, but you've been playing music for a while.
Yeah. So, I was born in Kentucky and grew up, of course, in Punxsutawney, PA, and then moved out to college in Anderson, Indiana. And then there in Anderson, I started being on staff at a church, and out of that whole season came tunes. And it was the kind of thing where the songs were encouraging people in our church, and you know, I was like, how can I continue to take these songs to encourage people who don't attend church, period, or people in other areas and other churches? And so I put this EP out and just handed it out. People didn't have to buy it, they just entered their email and their contact info. And out of all that, people picked it up and passed it on to other people and passed on to other people. And so opportunities to tour a lot came out of that. Mm-hmm. And so I've been doing this music thing now for about 2.5 years. I got signed two Aprils ago, and we've been in the studio ever since and out on tour, and the album comes out on Friday, so I'm excited to get it out there.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
I have one weird question.
Bring it on.
You mentioned this is two Aprils ago is when you got signed to a record label, and it's full on tax season right now. Are taxes, like, is it weird to do taxes when you're a musician? Like, do you get a W-2 issued from the record label? How does that work?
So I get W-2s from basically any time I do any gig. So okay. There are a lot of W-2s.
Oh, wow.
That is not fun.
No.
Not at all.
No, it isn't. So.
Well, John, can you give us the story behind the song Dead Man Walking?
Yeah.
We love it, and we know that it features Ellie Holcomb. How was it also like to work with her?
Oh, well, Ellie is just an awesome person and so talented. And so it was such a great opportunity to get her on this tune. So this is a song that talks about how I think that, you know, all of us have our own struggles and situations. Ever since I was a kid, I have had this awful stutter, just as I just did. And it's the kind of thing that's a tour all over. It's become something that causes a lot of stress and anxiety. But, you know, again, that's just an issue I have. I think if all of us are honest, all of us have our own issues. And, you know, those struggles and those situations cause stress and anxiety and pain and guilt and shame. And it's different in every situation. But those things, I think, you know, act as chains. And they oftentimes, you know, keep us out of being the people that God created us to be. And yeah, the thing is that Jesus came on this earth thousands of years ago, and his act on the cross tore all our chains off. And so I hope that this is a song that points people to our struggles and then points people to the hope that is only in Jesus.
Amen.
Well, here it is, Dead Man Walking, featuring Ellie Holcomb. John Tibbs is actually the title track to the new album, which comes out on Friday. Good morning. If you're just tuning in to the Life Songs Morning Show, we're chatting this morning with singer and songwriter John Tibbs. His new album, Dead Man. Well, hey, man. his album comes out Friday. You got to be super psyched about that, right?
I totally am. So, like I said earlier, I've been doing this for 2.5 years, and I've done a bunch of different EPs, but I haven't actually ever put out like a 10-song album.
Mm-hmm.
So I am so excited to get it out there.
You're in LP territory now.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Now, John, you were born in Kentucky, but then you grew up in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Which, of course, is home for Punxsutawney Phil. It's the epicenter of Groundhog Day. And what was it like growing up in the shadow of Gobbler's Knob?
Man, it had been awesome. So, as a kid, in particular, it was just cool because, like, you know, so it is happening on a Tuesday, so that means that our schools got off the
nice.
Day
That's
before.
Awesome.
See, we have Mardi Gras.
And on the day
program,
of.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And on usually the day after. So we got a lot of school off for Groundhog's Day. So that that was always.
That's a kid's
fantastic.
Dream.
Yeah, exactly.
So we hear you've actually held Punxsutawney Phil. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah. Yeah, so I moved there when I was about 6 years old, and I'm not sure how it happened, but basically I got a picture holding him, and it was all over our hometown paper and all those outlets and stuff. So yeah, I definitely have no idea how that happened, but I definitely did get a picture.
Why is that?
That was cool.
Why is that not the album cover for
right?
Dead Man Walking? Like, you have a picture with Punxsutawney Phil. You put that everywhere.
Exactly, yeah.
I guess the $5 question this morning is, did you see your shadow?
You know, so down here in Tennessee, it is beautiful. On Saturday, it got up to 68, and so I would say spring is definitely going to be here early.
Awesome. So we're going to let you be our Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah. Well, good morning. Thank you so much for hanging out with Josh and JoJo on the Life Songs Morning Show. We have been talking with John Tibbs all about his new album, Dead Man Walking, and finding out all about his Punxsutawney childhood.
Did they have like special Punxsutawney Phil whoopie pies and stuff like that?
They actually have Punxsutawney cookies. And they are a German spice cookie that is cut out in the shape of a groundhog. And so as a kid, that's all I would eat. You know how there are schools who have homecoming kings and queens? In Punxsy, they have a groundhog king and a groundhog queen.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So wait, do you want to win that or do you want to not win that?
Well, I guess that depends on who you're asking. I had a brother when he was a senior. He ended up getting it. And then that whole summer, he had to be in parades and all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. And so he enjoyed it. I don't think I necessarily could have enjoyed it. So
that's very
cool. I guess it depends on who you're asking.
Yeah. Well, if you just tuned in, we're talking with our friend John Tibbs. Got a new album coming out Friday. We're super excited because Dead Man Walking has been one of our favorite songs of the year. We can't wait to hear the rest of the album.
Oh, thank you very much.
Before we let you go, we want to put you through a very stressful, high-pressured test.
Bring it on. We
call the Life Songs Lightning Round. Just real simple questions. Answer as quickly as you can, okay?
Okay. Let's do it.
Here is the Punxsutawney Life Songs Lightning Round. Chocolate chip cookies or Oreos?
Chocolate chip.
Denver Broncos or Carolina Panthers?
Go Peyton.
Coke or Pepsi?
Diet Coke or Pepsi.
We'll edit out the Pepsi part. Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram?
Instagram.
Sunny or cool?
Sunny.
Philly cheesesteak or shoe fly pie?
Chili cheese, for sure.
Early bird or night owl?
Oh, early bird.
Dippy or scrambled eggs?
Scrambled.
Favorite book of the Bible?
I would say Acts.
Okay, favorite Bible story?
The exodus of the Jewish people from Egypt.
Awesome.
You
well,
did
congratulations.
Good.
You survived the Life Songs round. Without any injury.
Yay.
Which is good.
I'm still here.
Yay.
John, again, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Happy Groundhog Day, and congrats
thank
on the
all.
New album. We're so excited to play your music, to be a part of what God is doing through you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.